Today, thousands of Muslim women marched through the streets of Paris wearing headscarves. The Muslim women and their non-Muslim supporters are protesting a proposed ban on religious symbols in French public institutions. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
The Muslim women chanted, "Neither our fathers nor husbands forced us. We chose the veil." Some wore headscarves in the red, white, and blue of the French flag. When the proposed new law on secularism is passed as expected, that garment won't be allowed in public schools or in government workplaces. Demonstrator Fatima says she can't understand the need for a law, which she calls Islamophobic.
Our
veil doesn't kill anyone. We're here for freedom because we're citizens like anyone, and we'd like to be able to practice our religion. I'm a law student, and I can wear the veil at university, despite the dirty looks that I get. But I should be able to wear it in high school.
The draft law is designed to protect France's centuries-old tradition of secularism and the separation of the church and state. It would ban headscarves, large Christian crosses, and Jewish skullcaps. The several thousand Sikhs who live in France are also worried turbans will be banned. But it is France's Muslims who feel the most targeted. Some say the controversy about the proposed headscarf ban, supported by some 70% of French people, is hurting their already fragile place in society. Nadia, who didn't want to give her last name, works in a nursing home.
It's been 3 years that I have worked with a headscarf. Then, when this controversy started, my boss asked me to show my ears a bit. I said no. He said, in that case, when this law is passed, we may have to part ways. And I said, okay, fine, we part ways.
It certainly wasn't a monster demonstration by French standards. There were no more than 10,000 protesters here. But there were thousands more on the streets of London and Berlin, in Bahrain and Lebanon, in an international show of solidarity with France's 5 million Muslims. Some high-profile French Muslims even flew in from the United States. Tarek Abdul-Wahad is an NBA player with the Dallas Mavericks.
In America, religion is respected and spirituality is supported. In France, it's really not the case. French people are not as spiritual as American people, and they do not understand someone who can be motivated by spiritual reasons. And also, America has been founded on freedom of religion, which is an intricate part of the American Constitution. So it's really night and day.
Before the march, moderate senior Muslim leaders warned the faithful not to demonstrate, saying a protest would only worsen things. The government also warned that communal tensions would heighten with the march. If they're both right, it doesn't look as though the conflict will end soon. Many demonstrators predicted hundreds of Muslim girls, some in teenage rebellion, will flout the law next year. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.